This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. What would you do to see wild chili peppers? Well, we set off on a wild ride with Kevin Dahl, executive director of Native Seed Search in Tucson, who brought us out to Arizona's Wild Chili Botanical Preserve.
And it gets a lot easier after a bit here.
Mr. Dahl and Native Seeds urged the creation of this reserve for the wild chiltepín chili. Small, red, dastardly, and delightfully hot fruit that's about as small as a ladybug that you put into enchiladas, eggs, even ice cream. The stretch of the Sonoran Desert between Tucson and the Mexican border is the farthest north that this little chili grows. That's why Native Seeds is trying to protect it.
In the past, the native people would come and collect them. Ranchers know about it and have collected to add to their pots of chili beans. The major commercial harvest of chiltepins happens in Sonora, Mexico, just south of us. Yeah, actually, I think stopping here would be fine.
Well, tell us what we're looking at now.
Well, we're standing in the middle of this broad, green, lushly vegetated amphitheater of pretty wild-looking mountains with cliffs and canyons. It's the farthest northern reach of these plants. The mountains range that we're standing in the middle of is the Tumacacri Mountains, which roughly translates in an ancient dialect of Tawna Autumn as place where the wild chilies grow. The local town is also called Tumacacri, and one of the early Spanish missions also has that name from the mountains.
So this is the place where the...
So it was widely recognized at one time as a place where you could go and get chilies.
Native Seed Search has collected and cataloged seeds native to the American Southwest for the past 10 years. Many thought these seeds and their special tastes and healing properties had just disappeared. Native Seeds has been able to track down seeds and plants and now maintains a farm where varieties of beans, greens, and peppers that were thought to be extinct now grow anew. Kevin Dahl kept telling us that the chiltepins must be just over that ridge or down in the ravine. We had arrived in city shoes expecting to see cherry red fields of gently swaying chili peppers.
So this is a little bit of a hike, huh? What are all these things in my leg?
Instead, there's just rocks, brush, and a few lonely-looking tumbleweeds blowing past. Our chiltepín search party scoured the crags and crevices for about half an hour and found, to use an old native word, bupkis, not a single chiltepín.
If you have to go through this to find a chili, doesn't that raise the question, isn't it much easier to grow them in areas where people can reach them and cultivate them?
Absolutely. And if you like the taste of chiltepins, there's no reason why you can't grow them in your backyard. Because it's a bird-spread seed, the birds have spread them throughout these metropolitan areas. So when I go to yard sale, I see them growing in someone's yard. They don't know what they are.
But yet, at the same time, you think it's important that people still continue to look for them out here, too.
We want to understand the plant. It's an economically important plant. It's still commercially wild-harvested. And this is a good place as any for us to study how it interacts with the animals and with the other vegetation in the landscape.
Mm-hmm. So we need to remind ourselves it's not just cultivated for commercial production, but...
And it doesn't cultivate very easily. The cultivated chilies taste different than the wild-harvested ones. Well, Scott, I didn't find any chiltepins here, but I brought some with me because they're a great thing to have in the desert. They make you sweat, and that will cool you down. So even though it's something hot, eating it will help you get cool here.
Will it scare the gnats away?
Possibly.
Yeah, possibly. I can see through that. All right, here goes.
Your face is turning red, and you're grimacing, and you're looking for water. Now,
I'm not going to let myself have it and fall down. May I?
You may, but water won't help. The chilies are a fatty acid, and water just spreads it around. Yeah. You need something with oil or alcohol.
Thank you very much.
Here's a granola bar that should help. Chili granola first aid. Anything like bread or tortilla chips, or even better yet, beer, will help you if you've taken something beyond your normal capacity.
I liked it. And now that I've swallowed it, it's having the most amazing effect on my insides.
Very good. Thank you.
Good. You're welcome.
Thanks for lunch.
Kevin Dahl, executive director of Native Seed Search in Tucson. You can see pictures of Arizona's wild chili botanical area and learn more about native seeds on our website, npr.org.